Typically, I don't interview an author unless I've read a good chunk of their book. I was caught completely off guard when I learned that Jeff Budd had published an account of his attempt to become the first person to descend into the deepest canyons on each of the seven continents. So I requested an interview with Budd completely cold because he's a prominent figure in the Sitka art scene and a great talker. Imagine my surprise and embarrassment when he began to tell me the story of Canyon Dance.
So I went and did this trip. I tried to visit the deepest canyon on every continent. And that was 1999 and 2000, 5 months worth of traveling around. And I came back and spent a year typing up my notes and all that kind of stuff. And I showed it to you, and you read it, and you said, "There ain't no Jeff Budd in it." And I think that was a pretty accurate, what do you call it, evaluation? What's the word I'm looking for? Pretty
assessment?
Yes, sir. A pretty accurate assessment.
You must have been pretty discouraged, but I was young and naive then.
I was not discouraged. It was most right on thing that you could have said. It was perfect because that's the truth.
Budd says it took 100 inquiries to publishing houses and 10 outright rejections until he finally sat down with his manuscript a couple of years ago, rewrote it, and self-published on Amazon. Budd says writing a book has always been on his list, but it wasn't necessarily the goal at the time he decided to plan and execute his epic trip.
The backstory is I'm hiking the Pacific Crest Trail. You have plenty of time to muse on whatever, because all you're doing is walking and looking at scenery. And it came to me one day, why don't I try to go to the deepest canyon on each continent? Because what's his name, Rick Bass and some other guy were the first people to go to the highest peaks on each continent within a year. And I thought, well, I can't do that. That's too expensive, and I don't have the skill to do that. But maybe I could go down to the deepest canyon on each continent, which, as far as I know, still has not been done. And so that was became the goal. So it took 5 or 6 years to plan it, and then I went and did it.
That's right. Budd entered the deepest canyons on only 6 of the 7 continents. He went to Asia's deepest canyon on the Yarlung Tsangpo River, but was not permitted to enter because it lies on the militarized border between Tibet and India. Nevertheless, Budd made it to some even more difficult destinations, like the McMurdo Dry Valleys of Antarctica.
That was a Russian helicopter trip.
A Russian helicopter trip, mind you, only 8 years after the collapse of the Soviet Union.
The only way you're going to get to the Dry Valleys is either mount your own expedition, which will cost you $500,000 to $1 million, or this outfit called Quark, Q-U-A-R-K, they do two trips on, and they went to Russia and they did a deal with the Russians to get some of their icebreakers that were decommissioned because when the Soviet Union collapsed. So you could go with them, and if the weather was right, and if you got lucky, and if the helicopters were working, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, then they would fly you to the Dry Valleys. That was part of their itinerary, but there were no promises. But we got lucky, and the weather was okay, and we went.
Budd says it's unlikely that he'll write another book. Canyon Dance is a check mark on his bucket list for now, but travel is another matter. Visiting 7 continents in 5 months only reminded him that it's good to see the world.
People everywhere, we're all more alike than we are different, and people are friendly and helpful, and either they felt sorry for me or whatever, but I don't know that we in this country would be that open and giving to help people out.
And no matter where he goes, either on the map or in print, I would bet that there will be plenty of Jeff Budd in it. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.